The following is a presentation of Project Independence and WCWP. Project Independence is the Aging in Place Initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. We provide programs and services designed to assist and support the older town residents who wish to remain in their homes as they age. If we don't currently provide a service, we will try and connect you to that service. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome to Project Independence and you.
Welcome to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Lowe's.
Morning, John.
Good morning, Otto. We are very, very fortunate today to have a very special guest with us. Not only is he a sensei, he is my son-in-law, and I couldn't be prouder of anybody as the work that this guy does. He's married to my youngest daughter, Brittany. And I think I've even told the story that, you know, a lot of times when I'm in my den, I have a blanket on. And when this little guy comes in, if I don't have my blanket on, he takes the blanket off the chair and brings it to me. As soon as he walks in, off comes the blanket and he brings it to me. He's a wonderful, wonderful guy. But that comes from his father. And Matt is not only a dedicated husband, father, and son-in-law, he runs a Tiger Shulman fitness class, the school out of Huntington. So good morning, Matt. How are you?
Good morning, John. How are you?
Good.
Good morning, everybody.
And I see you're in your studio there. The conversation we have today is going to go all over the place. Otto's going to ask questions. I'm asking questions. But one of the things that I want to start with is, how did you get into this? I mean, it's not just physical training. It's also mental training. You have to really, it's a life coach almost. But go ahead, how'd you get in?
So the story, and I'll just be as succinct as I can. I was swimming in college. I just missed the Olympic trials. I was a successful athlete. And once I stopped, I had an Olympic appetite still. And I had a sedentary lifestyle. So the calories were coming in, but I wasn't burning them. And my body started to change a lot, and I started to feel very different. One of my friends asked me, I'm part of something special. Why don't you come in and take this karate class with me? And I laughed it off once, twice. And on the third time, I'm like, Gus, if I come to this class, will you leave me alone? And I went in and I was blown away by the facility and just the charismatic nature. And then just the physical class. I know what it takes to be a top tier athlete. And I got a phenomenal workout from day one. And it was something that just really pulled me towards it.
Super. You know, that we talk about this often on the show. You have to own it. Okay. We don't like having people on who we interview that got a job because it pays $5,000 more than the one they really liked, and they hate getting up to go to work in the morning. Obviously, just from your introduction alone, you own what you do. You love what you do, which is so important because you're helping people. And we're going to touch a lot of stuff during this hour, but I want to, and this is not giving out anybody's names, but I read a text from you a while back from some woman who was very upset because she had a heart attack. I believe it was a heart attack.
Yeah.
Just go into that concept. I mean, I think your response and back and forth, it was just tremendous. And you shared it, so I know I can share it.
Yeah, I'm very candid. And, you know, we take these things as a moment of pride. And it sounds counterintuitive when you're saying, oh, a heart attack could be seen as a good thing. Last year, we had a fitness challenge. And I told everyone that 2020 was going to be your year. And in that time, COVID hit, and then she had a heart attack. And the doctor said that you probably should not have survived it. And what are you doing? And she said that I'm taking these classes. And he said, well, thank those classes, because that's the reason that your heart was strong enough to survive it. And she told me, I had a heart attack, but you said it was going to be my year. And I told her, you know, without names, I'll say blank. Danielle, you know who you are. That you were able to finish out 2020. We got to be thankful for those things and fitness allowed you to finish it out. So 2020 is your year, and you now have the option to have a successful 2021 because of your training.
That is the mindset, which is very difficult to have, but she is an example, because if she was just sitting home having ring dings all day, then 2020 might have been her last year. Instead, she made the best, she took care of herself. We cannot change what's coming down the road. Hit by a car, heart attack, cancer, whatever it happens to be. But the better shape that you're in, both physically and mentally, the better equipped you are to deal with this. And that's what a school like yours does, but not just the school. And this is being very honest. You know, Matt is the sensei, which means he is the instructor, the guide, that's going to take you on this journey. And that's important, because it's not just going into any school. It's making sure that your guide on this journey has the abilities that Matt has. Okay. One is the desire, and two, it's the understanding of the body and the mind and working things forward like that. If you're in agreement with what I'm saying.
Yeah. I think it's about the experience and caring and loving for each student. You know, if I didn't have the care and love for her, and like I have for everybody, maybe if she missed a class and it was unnoticed, she'd be like, well, no big deal. I can miss the next one and the next one. But when people miss sessions, I'm on top of them. I, you know, if someone has weight loss goals, checking their fitness logs and what they're eating, what they're putting in their bodies, so that I can really help each individual person reach their goals. Students aren't a number, they're individual people in my school, and that makes us a family and a community. That's how we grow each other. And I say I'm always everyone's dad here, and it takes a village to raise children, no matter how old they are. So we're always here helping one another.
You know, you said a magic. Yeah, you said a magic word to me. We talk about the mental attitude and whatnot on this show quite often. And I think the magic word goals that you said, you have to have goals or a purpose. And when you get older, like we're talking theoretically, people from 60 to 100 in our grouping here. And my belief is that you have to have the goals. First of all, you want mobility. You want to be able to get around. You know, maybe it sounds pretty basic, but if you can't get around, that's not so good. And then you want to have the ability to be able to do something, you know, have some strength that allows you to do something. And I think people have to understand that this doesn't happen by osmosis. You have to work at it. You know, I don't think anybody's born. Most people aren't, let's put it that way, where those kinds of things are automatic, like, you know, oh yeah, I can do that, no problem. I like to walk. I'm not a open conversation. I have not ever joined a gym, but I do some calisthenics, basic stuff. And some people need the discipline of having to go somewhere to do it, or it's not going to happen. So I guess my point is that seniors need to have some kind of target for what they want to get out of this whole thing. To me, it would be mobility, maintain your health and your mind all working together. And I think that's what you're kind of saying here. That
it's funny, because I had actually spoken to John earlier, and we were talking about just like, you know, what do you do? What do you get out of it? And, you know, I was talking about, and specifically my seniors, oftentimes we're looking for a magic pill or a quick fix to feel better. And I believe that, you know, fitness and you being active is why you can stay active. So the Fountain of Youth, some people look for it as it's a place. We made it in pop culture that it has to be a tangible thing, and you jump in and you feel great. But what if the Fountain of Youth was actually a journey? And it's just a metaphorical phrase. So the act of you doing something, like you'd mentioned, you actually get that mobility back. you have that place to be. It gives you motivation as well. And when your motivation falters, I step in as that discipline, because not everyone is disciplined to do the right thing all the time. You need the guide, like John said, to keep you on the path. I mean, the highways have road signs, so we know how fast to go, how slow to go, where our turnoff is. Why not in life? It shouldn't be a haphazard situation. It's something that doesn't happen by accident. I tell my students often, winning's a habit, losing is a habit. Winners win, losers lose. We want to always find that positive outlet so that we can stay winning for however long we're on this earth.
I agree 100%. I also like a phrase, though. You have to be positive, but you don't want to be blindly optimistic either. You know, don't think that just because you go to a place or you do exercise that all of a sudden you're going to be in the Olympics next year. You know, reality is, for you, walking around your house might be the equivalent of being in the Olympics. You know, what's real for what you can really accomplish, I think, is important to understand, in my opinion. You
know, that's taught in my school as well. We manage our expectations. It's never about the output, because there are other people that are physically gifted that can just do the movements and go 0 to 100 for the entire session, and great for them. But then there's people that might struggle through it. Now, the person who's physically gifted going through all those motions might be giving me 80% effort. Now, the person who struggles and maybe does 4 or 5 of those motions, that's 100% of their day. They're the real winner there. It's not about the output. It's really about what you put into our sessions that make the magic happen. Everyone's journey is their own. So we do manage expectations, of course. And as long as you give me 100% effort, we're all winners.
Well, head out, you keep going.
I'm sorry, but like for a senior, maybe just having enough strength to open a jar is a big deal, or to be able to reach up and put a light bulb in. You know, I guess the point again is just to be realistic about what your goal should be. And I think you're saying that very nicely.
Thank you.
You're saying it wonderfully. And it really, it's so true, because many people don't join something or don't get into it because they can't do it the best. You know, and if you know everybody walks a mile, well, I don't want to go with, I know Otto walks on the weekend. I don't want to go with Otto, because I'm not going to be able to walk as much as Otto can walk. But guess what? So if I go halfway, there's going to be an end point, and I'll go to the end point and I'll wait for them to catch up. And then I did something versus nothing. And by you instilling that in your students from all ages, because I know you have very young kids and seniors that are participating, that's a life lesson. That is not just an exercise lesson. That's the way you have to deal with anything in life. And what we have to deal with right now in life is we have to take our first break. So we're going to have to. You have to hold on, Matt. We'll be right back. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.